From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spill, like Oliver and Mike.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
Hey, welcome once again to Beers with the Brewers. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We are here in the Kickstarter room at the Land Grant Brewing Company tap room. Today, Mark, that's me on the mic, and Adam Benner on the mic.
Hello.
Brewer Dan Schaefer.
Ahoy.
And Walt Keyes.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Talking about Jamble. Boy, is this a purple one. And Fruity AF, which means fruity and fine. Got four bullet points on this. What do you got, Dan?
I think you really only need two, and that's blackberry pie.
Blackberry pie.
That's what we're going for. And
Nailed it.
No need to complicate things.
Yeah, this is, you get that blackberry and then the graham cracker crust.
Yeah, the fruit is not hiding in this beer at all.
Not a little.
Visually,
it's the grimace of beers in that it is big and purple. Very good for a midsummer treat.
I don't even think we need taco and chili on this, do we?
Yeah. I think it's a little warm for chili at this point.
Yeah.
It is not chili time.
We might need one of those gazpacho chilies again.
Good cold.
Blueberry.
Huh. Blueberry
blackberry gazpacho chili. Yeah.
Spoonful of salsa.
Yes.
There you go.
All right, Walt, what we got going on here at the brewery?
Upcoming events. A few beer releases coming out tomorrow in the tap room. If you're listening to this on Thursday, the 18th, we got Lemon Glow and Super Concentrate dropping tomorrow. So Hazy Friday.
Well, I would say though that this, and we'll probably talk about during the tasting, but you could throw Blackberry Jamble into a hazy category. It's pretty,
pretty hazy. It's opaque for sure, and it is available now. Tap room, and you should be able to find it around town as well. Next week is the last of our originally scheduled movie series. We've got the Wet Hot American Summer rounding out the sort of summer trilogy.
That's July 24th.
Yeah, July 24th, next Wednesday. And then July 31st, the following Wednesday, the rescheduled Life Aquatic, one of those movies that got rained out on us. We're probably going to shift the movie series to a once-a-month thing. We're going to put out a poll to all you fans of Land Grant, so look for that on social. We're going to pick a couple more movies to finish off the warmer months in the beer garden. We do have the Sustainable Steps launch party here on Sunday. That is this upcoming Sunday, the 21st. July 21st. Not August yet. Feels like it is. But Mayor Ginther is going to be here with Sustainable Columbus. COSI is bringing a bunch of activities and giveaways. And they are basically launching the Sustainable Steps Initiative, which is encouraging folks to do energy audits on their homes. To figure out ways they can be more sustainable and efficient, both to help the environment, but also to help your pocketbook out a little bit, too. So come check that out. What? Right?
Your pocketbook.
Your pocketbook. Yeah. I mean, you know, where you keep your...
Is that where you carry all your stash?
Where's my pocketbook,
Keep your photos of your grandchildren.
Yeah, exactly. Your pocket.
Grab a dollar out of my billfold.
Yeah, and then... down the line a little bit, August 17th, that's a Saturday, Backyard Barbecue returns. We've got some fun stuff coming for that. I believe live band karaoke coming back with a little bit of a twist to the format that we'll be talking about probably on here and on social in the near future. And then, we just announced anniversary party. We've talked about it on here a couple times, but it's officially out there. Saturday, September 28th. We announced the headlining band, St. Seneca, is going to be here, Columbus favorites, and also Ohio State playing away at Nebraska that day. So come out, listen to some music, watch some football, drink some beer. Should be a fun day, as always, so put it on your calendar now. That's all I got.
Dan, what you know about this beer?
Well, a little change from last year. So, again, the original concept for this was sort of inspired by Jenny's sweet corn and blackberry ice cream. But I think that concept works a little bit better in an ice cream than it does in a beer. So never quite really. I enjoyed it, but kind of wanted to do something different this year. So the base beer of this is probably closer to like an ESB. I was sort of poking around the interwebs for combos that would give a pie crust type character. And someone suggested Munich and some amber malt. And we gave it a try on the pilot system, and it really sort of comes off that way. Also, through some fortuitous for us, but unfortunate for others, someone on the West Coast sour program went down. And our friends at Oregon Fruit had some extra blackberry laying around.
Lots of blackberry.
And so I think we're getting about a 20% fruit bump this year. Because the base beer is the same gravity as the fruit, it doesn't affect the alcohol at all.
Boy, it just keeps getting fruitier every year.
Mm-hmm. And better. I think I've enjoyed this beer more each year that we've made it.
Yeah. Hopefully we can get that deal again next year. That'd be great.
Hopefully it'll come across as a mistake by Oregon as opposed to like someone closing down their sour
program.
That's true. It also, I think we bumped it up from 4.5 to 5.5% ABV just because it was a little thin with the fruit last year. And this gives it a little bit more body and heft. It's a good campfire beer about that time.
Yeah, good around the campfire. Maybe someone's got a guitar or a banjo. Having a little jamble.
Ukulele, going perhaps.
On. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I could see that. As I said earlier, nice opaque hue to it. Very good color. Dark raspberry.
Are you sure it's not dark blackberry?
Yeah, the dark blackberry. Yeah. It's probably it.
Blazberry.
This isn't this
or a rackberry.
This is definitely blackberry jamble. Might have to do a raspberry jamble, too.
Raspberry
jamble?
We could
fruit jamble series.
Yeah. Brambleberry jamble. Brambleberry is not a real berry, though.
I think most berries like this, blackberry and raspberry,
grow on brambles.
There you go.
Yeah, no, very delicious. I mean, we're almost halfway done. We just started this episode, so I think we got one question here.
How crushable is it?
What do you think, Adam?
I teeter between a 4 and a 5. I'll probably go 4. It does, even though it has all the fruit, it finishes nice and dry. You don't get a lot of that sweetness, even though, as Dan said, you have the body there. It's not too thin. So I could see myself having a few of these. I'd put it at a 4.
Yeah.
5.5%.
If these are in cans, I'll go a 5 crusher. I think I want to switch to a pool party for that 6, though.
Yeah, I was,
or just, maybe have one in the middle somewhere.
Nice cross promo.
Yeah, I was
professional.
I was gonna say a 4, just because when I'm drinking a fruit, I like fruit beers, but I like them sort of in moderation. And I'm only gonna have 4 of them. So I think it's delicious and refreshing, but it's a very specific flavor. So I probably have a couple and then switch to, like Mark said, a pool party or an IPA or something. But it's definitely delicious and refreshing. So I'm going to go with 4.
Yeah, I think 4 as well. It's got quite the, not heavy, but it's got a very full mouthfeel to it to prevent you from slamming a six-pack of it. But it is surprisingly sort of crisp and dry on the back end. Yeah, you could put down quite a few of those.
All right, 4.25 crusher
easy
this
math.
Week.
Easy math.
That was easy. I'm surprised I can't twist anybody's arm into just one more can.
Yeah, I probably agree. I mean, you could, but you could easily crush 4, but again, you're probably going to want a pool party or.
That's what I'm thinking. Massive. With that pool party up there, I'd probably have switched. Yeah, you're right.
All right, well, this beer is available around town. Kegs, cans, etc. Find it at your local retailers, bars around town.
Yeah.
Unlike 2 years ago, probably more like last year, definitely not going to last. We're making more. We doubled, I think, the production of it this year versus last year.
Yeah.
So it should be around a little longer. And but for those of you that enjoyed it at Ohio State tailgates a couple years ago, I doubt that's going to last that long. But we're only about... What here?
6 weeks.
We are less than six weeks away.
Last day of August.
I can't believe
on,
it.
On Reddit College Football, they've been posting, I think, for the past 100 days, different themes. And yesterday was the I'm a man, I'm 40. It's 40 days away from football. Mm. So, a little Mike Gundy.
Yeah. Well, who do we play first? FAU?
something
the
like
Screaming
that.
Eagles or something.
Is that Lane Kiffin's team?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. He had a good outing against Ohio State the last time.
Not.
It's like a not joke, Mark. Not you joke. Know about those not jokes.
Hold on. You gotta have the pause.
No one can see.
Not.
There you go.
Seinfeld and Borat. I mean, what more can you ask for in 2019?
It's a winner. All you got to do is mix a little Austin Powers in there. You got it.
Wow, wow, is it very nice?
All right. We had the follow-up from old Jeff Pelletier's question last week. Did anybody put any thought to it?
No. None whatsoever.
Talking about Seinfeld.
I was like, oh, yeah, I don't know.
All right. Hey, since Dan is uninitiated and we kind of hashed through it last week, why don't you assign the personality of four people in the brewery to a beer?
Oh, God. What beer would you be?
That's hard to do.
What beer would you be?
I think we actually picked one for you last week.
Low Talker?
No. We're not combining them with Seinfeld characters.
Yeah, it would be, actually.
We're combining them with a beer. Yeah, the beer that exemplifies their personality.
Was the low talk the low talker the puffy shirt?
Yes, yeah, that's how he got duped into wearing the puffy shirt. He just agreed with her.
I guess the thing I drink the most of is Sombrero. I don't know if that is necessarily indicative of my personality.
Are you a Peterman type?
You know, I gave you Batch 300 as your personality type because you think that on the surface it's just very crushable, easy, but then there's a depth to you that, you know. That's what I think about you.
Thank you. And I'm also uncomfortable with your psychological analysis.
I can see that. Interesting. I don't think it's like psychological. It's just my perception of you. You know, I think I like having you around, just like a Bass 300, but there's a lot to Bass 300 that, you know, more layers. There's more layers.
Sneak up on you.
It's quiet. Is that what you're saying?
Sidler?
I guess sticking with the Brewers, Chris would be like 97-1. Yeah. That was his baby.
Oh, yeah. That's easy enough. Yeah, I can see that.
God, Justin would have to be something weird.
Pee in your pants, I think is what I went with.
Yeah, pee in your pants.
That was his name creation, so we have to stick with that. And Patty, I don't know. He's tough to nail down.
Well, I guess the first beer he did was Ned.
I think a massive. He's always wearing that. He's got his crew
that's
shoes.
True.
He's
that's
got his true. Crew mm-hmm. stuff. He's probably the most... I mean, there's obviously a lot of crew fans around, but
he ranks.
Yeah, he's up there.
Well,
so thank you all for correcting my answers, which were clearly incorrect.
Well, it was actually,
Chris correct, we were looking for massive. Yeah, we were looking at the.
No, my answers are wrong. Let me tell you.
What we actually were looking for.
What would you guys pair this Blackberry Jamble with from Ray Ray's? We didn't hit that.
Oh, man. Anything, pretty much. I think jerk chicken.
Jerk chicken's nice. Always a winner.
I'm going to go with the collard greens.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good. That's a good call.
You know, with this being kind of blackberry pie, it just reminds me, there's no dessert options on the Ray Ray's truck.
So you get a beer for dessert.
Yeah, that's a good call. Well, hey, what you going to do?
We're all grown up. We don't need dessert.
We don't need dessert.
What would you pair this with on Ray Ray's?
I'm always pimping for the habanero barbecue sauce. I think this would really put the flames out nicely on that. Yeah. You get a rack of spare ribs.
Yeah, that it's got a nice slow burn to it, that sauce does.
All right. Well, hey, that question again was Jeff Pelletier. 2 weeks in a row, I think we've got it rounded out now, Jeff. If we botch any of that, you're still a bond spiel all day, and we're looking forward to that arrival of those Seinfeld tees from Homage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said he'd buy us each one.
I think that was the deal, yeah. He gets three Beers with the Brewers t-shirts. We get three. Oh, now Dan probably wants one. He's contributed. I think we're up to four.
He's going to want a Seinfeld shirt. Yeah.
Yeah. Dan would wear one. So, Jeff, I know you'll be listening to this. Thanks for the question and listening to the podcast. Appreciate you.
I said back in the day, I did have the classic Kramer shirt.
Oh, that's good.
I know the one you're talking about.
Very cool. Nice.
Well, I think we're about to get evicted from our recording studio.
Yeah, we're getting evicted. Next week on Beers with the Brewers, what do you guys want to do? We got Ken, Lemon Glow and Super Concentrate.
Lemon Go Super Concentrate.
Yeah, yeah.
Do a double episode.
Nope. Hazy Days.
Next week are the Hazy Days. That's a good deal. Those are both releasing Friday in the tap room and going into stores early next week. So look for those. One of them's a hazy pale ale with kind of strictly from the hops, but a lemon contribution. And man, is it good. Had one this morning as soon as I arrived. Just see how it tastes, and it's great. Good work on that one, Dan.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I do have to say it's nice having a brewer back on Beers of the Brewers, so thanks for coming back on,
Dad. It's nice
to
be able to pop in for a little while.
And then we named it after you, so.
We're past, I think, all the vacations, so it's a good balance, maybe. There you go.
Yeah, right on. Well, hey, thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, cheers.
Cheers. Oh, yeah. Do we have to do your Nostrovia?
Oh, yeah, no, we're not in Filser land anymore. We just say cheers like we do here in a good old U.S. of A. and having a blackberry.
It's blackberry jamble. Have a jamble.
Yeah. Have a jamble.
All right, bartenders.
I think I'm going to test that crushability.
Cheers. Right.
I'll race see you next week.
Yeah. Oh, we got beers with the brewers here. Beers with the brewers. Beers with the brewers. Mark Richards. Hey, it's me, World Keys. Give me a greenie.